problem that we've faced for the last couple of years. You know, Benito came in, rectified that problem, and you know, you could talk to the guys on the pitch how they feel when they go forward, feel a lot more confident on both ends, through the middle, and we were threatening, you know, the set piece that we created for ourselves. So it's important that we, you know, get the goals that we needed. We should have scored more. But I mean, it's always good to have that advantage, and especially going to an important tournament in a couple of weeks, it's always good to finish off on a positive note.
Julian, you've been with this team a long time. It now seems like we have a lot of young, potent weapons up front. It's been a while since we've had that.
Yeah, it's great to see. You know, Tesho had an excellent performance, Kyle as well. And I mean, it's good to see them mix with some of the guys who've been around for quite some time. And they settled in pretty well. Also had a solid performance today as well. And when you have that type of depth going into a very important season or year for the national team, it's key to have guys coming off the bench and you know, being able to sink in right away. So it's good to see the guys coming together, and the timing couldn't be any better.
Do you take much from this aggregate win, or is it just another small step on a long journey?
It's definitely a small step, but we approach these games no different than we would if it was against the U.S. or any other team. It's a World Cup qualifier. At this point, it's different than it was before. It's not a group stage, it's a knockout. So we have to be very very careful in how we approach these games on the road and coming home. And every goal counts, home and away. And we have another knockout stage ahead of us in September. So now, that World Cup is the most important thing right now on our agenda. And it's important that the guys that get called in just come in fit and sharp for an important performance.
You mentioned the team's improvement under Benito Floro. What's been his biggest effect on the squad?
Well, you can see tactically the guys have been able to improve, not just as a team, but individually. You know, guys come into camp much better than they were before, and they leave camp even stronger. So I think, you know, even talking to Dero before he retired, he's even told me that it's the first time he's learned something from a coach. And Benito's been able to bring that in the program, which is important with a lot of the young guys who are around now. And I mean, something I wish I had growing up. But I mean, I was lucky to have that in Spain, and it's good now the guys get to have that coming up. So when I see guys like Oso, Rosario, Tybert, and Tesho, I mean, these guys, they could relish in something like this. And there's more guys to come, you know, in the future. So Benito's impact, it's been great. It's early stages, and we still have a lot more to prove, but I believe every step of the way we're getting stronger.
What was your thought when you saw David Edgar scrolling towards the penalty spot?
Yeah, I mean, I know Edgar is he's always eager, and he wants to take the penalties, but I think it's time now. You know, you score four goals, there's got to be guys who feel confident enough to score another one, and that's what we need. We need that hunger. Something that Dero had, and that's why he was able to finish, you know, all-time scorer. He was always hungry, he always wanted it, and that's something we need from our strikers. We need them to have a little bit of arrogance in that sense when it comes to kind of PKs or free kicks.
Thanks, Julian.
I think
we're getting along.
Thanks, Julian.
The room is empty now, everybody's out.
Joshua?